This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, Aleph is Piska Yud. V'chein dosha b'gemara sech testainis eil amuna. K'shem shefroim eshoim l'olam haba afil aver kalash osu. Kach nefroim en atzadik b'olam hazeh. Afilo la vera kala shoisim. The aim of all, kishem shemeshalm nuschar tovet tzadikim lasid lovoi. Afilo mitzvah kala shoisim. Kach meshalm nuschar lishon haze. Afilo mitzvah kala shoisim. The omel if yider zule ivri almel. So, Akadosh Baruch Hu, whatever Akadosh Baruch Hu does, all the mahalchim of it are mishpat. In other words, there's nothing a person does that doesn't find its place and time for a tashlum. Over almal fiderach zula ivri alma al oil tzadikim gemar shigur. This world works only for tzadikim gemar shayim gemar. Kloima tzadikim gemar chomar mahazan chomar haba. They have nothing to. They have no various to work off. Shenem al anchel oyev yesh et seim amale. Oishom gemurim. Alpha pishiyod ne ber shachas. Oichlem oilam haza bischar muot. So the word Rishon Gemurim here doesn't mean they have no mitzvahs Ma'aseh Tovim, because then they wouldn't have anything to be eaten from, but whatever little they do. V'zeh shenema hein tzadik v'atzi shulam af ki roshe v'choyit. Kloima, hein at tzadik mishtalam v'olam hazal v'er sha'oysa kal v'choyme sheishtalam v'roshe v'choyit. Kloima shen tashlumi at tzadik shen roim v'oretz shu v'olam hazeh yesh v'an ulumor tashlum v'shoyim l'olam abor kal v'choyme. So everything is measured out, and the big point is the difference between what you get in Olam Hazeh, what you get in Olam Haba, and so on. Yud Aleph. Now he's going to go back and explain the matter klape chesed that we asked. Af al pi shamida kachi, k'mo shizkiru chachamim, efsha kesheyechta odom somoch l'misa, v'yachri atzmo l'kaf choyva, s'chuyo she'ose mekilom dingach gehenim. So let's say a person somoch lemisa messed up. So he has chuyus. He wasn't paid off with his chuyus. So they could soften the gehenim. V'chein misha ruba averus for some was sosay shokel atzmoi v'yemachzus chuyus mas averus. Rav chesed matle klape chesed v'zoicha be'oilo manishamas. So the Rav chesed allows him to become a member of Olam Haba. U'miyut aver she'osa goyim imena chelkoi, but the miyut takes away from his chelek. She'ko odom fi ma'is ha'zoich b'olam haba. Kachom l'chachomim l'olam haba, melamish kol tzadik tzadik nifri chupot shech averoi, omru b'seifa eish b'chup olam v'chulu, v'chein efshe she'zeh adin noyeg mishoi v'shoshone mida achas, v'nigzav dinoi. V'achakach yichriya atzun tzadik m'amidus,
So he's saying, even though I explained the Hanhaga Klolius, so if in under normal circumstances a person works off his affairs in this world, or he gets paid for his mitzvahs, there are cases when the person makes changes, samach misasay, or after it was exerted 1 year, he makes changes. The other, he makes changes. So there you have a possibility where a person will be getting, or they'll be left over for the world to come. Finally, Yud Beis. Kishefra mimishuru by schuyas amit aver she'asa by l'mhaze, hareyo ki'ilu le'asa'om. Ve'nois ne'chelkoi ba'olam haba, kimoishu ala schuyas she'asa. But the person who got punished here, we're not megareya from his chelek. So the difference is a person who went through this world and he had more schuyas. So the anhaga is that he should suffer for the averus he had, so that when he comes to Olam Haba, he gets it cleared. No mortgage left on it. He gets it all. You know, everything is good. If he wasn't maspik to work it off, then it's going to come in that cheshbon. The alpikein mishav yodim meos mitzvahs kemoisan So there's really two things, and this is an important thing to bear in mind. There's a cheshbin in what is a person a ben olam haba, or a person not a ben olam haba. Where does he belong? What's his metzias? Then there's a second question of how much is how worthy is he? And we have to understand these are two separate midos. When we talk about somebody, if he's a ben olam haba or not, that's talking about be'etzim. Is this person, when we talk about a person having roiv schuyos, it's not just because he has a lot. It's because we look at the person as being basically good. If I had to ask you, the people that, what do you say about Reuven? Reuven's a good guy. Does he have chesreinus? Everyone has chesreinus. Of course he has chesreinus. What about Shimon? Shimon's not a good guy. Does he have Milas? Yeah, of course, everyone has Milas. So if you press further, so both of them have Milas and Chesreinus. Why is it that this person categorizes good as the other? So you could say the word mostly, but that's not really what the word you're looking for. What you're trying to say is he is be'etzim. He's essentially a good person, but he has flaws. He's essentially a rotten person, but he has, you know, certain things that are good. You're trying to define the atzmis of the person versus different yanim. Olam haba is shayach to tzadikim. Roiv schuyos is one way of sort of describing somebody that's be'etzim good. But there's some averis that take away from that. You know, like we said, if it's kafta munach or never did this, there are a lot of different cheshbonos that they go to the heart of what the person is flawed. Let's take another example: a person was mekayim all the mitzvahs b'diktokayim or b'lchayseim, but he's not a maimon. So we don't say, well, he has one avera of not believing, but he's done many many mitzvahs ma'asim tovim. That's not how we look at it. We say the person is be'etzim not a maimon. He did good things, but that's how we look at it.
Why?
What?
Why?
Why what?
Well, why would Hashem focus on that one point as opposed to all the mitzvahs that he's done?
So your question really is a question of an emunah, an ikrim, and let me explain, let's understand it. It's a side point kind of, but I think it's important enough. You raised it to explain it. If someone asks me, why are you? Someone invites me for a meal, and I ask him why are you inviting me for a meal. So a person tells me, I'm the mood for company. I know it's kind of lonely. I haven't been doing much. I'm bored. I'm the mood for company, and I'd like to have you. A second person says, I know that you look to me like you haven't had a meal in a while. You must be in yeshiva or something. I really would like you to eat, to feel good. Both people offered a meal. Both people very much wanted me at the meal. A big difference. If a person is not a maimon, then the mitzvahs he does is because I like doing that. I think when I learn, it's really very smart stuff, and I like it. So I'm not doing a mitzvah. I'm not doing a davar tov. If I ask somebody who's a not maimon, who's be'emes a not maimon, why are you helping other people? The answer is because I feel like it. I like doing it. Which means if he wouldn't feel like doing it and he wouldn't like doing it, he wouldn't do it. So one person likes helping people. One person likes dancing. It's just whatever I happen to like. So I can't call that person a toiv. A toiv means it's because I'm doing it because I notice toiv in the world, and I'm bound to toiv. And that's the world of difference between a person is a maimon, not a maimon. Okay, Perik Beis. This is a whole new inyan. This is Yisur and Shel Ava. So for that we have new sheets. You can retire this to be gone, is it? What?
You
want
in for these ones?
No, my next year will be inside the Gomer. We all need these. Okay. Yisur Shalava is a complicated topic. What exactly is Yisur Shalava? Somebody once came to Chassidish Rebbe and he told him that he's suffering so much and he has so many Yisur and so much Sar. And the Rebbe said, "My kind, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. It says, Kesesh, Shayyav Hashem Yechiyach." They said, "Rebbe, when will HaKadosh Baruch Hu start loving you a little bit?" So, what does Yisur Shalava mean? Yud Gimel. V'oid matzinus. So, it's basically, let's understand the structure of the Ramban. He's there. What are the different elements that affect a person's well-being in this world as we know it, and in the next world? Sharak Mul. One more word of caution, I guess, when we learn these in Yanim. When a person is studying medicine or biology, so he studies that if a person has a lack of this vitamin or mineral, these are symptoms, and he gets sick in a certain way. If a person has a virus of a certain type, he gets sick in a certain way. If a person has insufficient circulation, oxygen, he gets sick in a certain way, and on and on. We understand what oxygen does for you and what antibodies does for you and what food does for you, v'chulu. I understand the mechanism, and when something goes wrong, what happens? And it's all emes. When a patient comes to you and he complains, knowing the biology is quite a distance from being able to diagnose the patient. He might have two things. He might have something in a certain way. He might be complaining about this because of something else. It's easy to see things from the Sheirish out, but to look at the anaf and work your way back is much harder. So all the inyanim we learn about Darkei Hashem and Hanagosa in this world are correct. But when we see, when a person goes through whatever he goes through, there's no way in which you can sit down and automatically say, this is that. I got an email at the beginning of Corona from somebody in Eretz Yisrael. This person is a Baal Tshuva many years, I don't know, 30, 40 years. This is about the Ungarn of all places. And he said to me, "How you talking that everyone is say it's a mefurisha, whatever it is, doesn't it say in the Gemara that Dev is because of this, whatever?" Something like that. So I sent him back 40 places where it says why Dever comes. So, he blamed it on, I forgot what it was that he blamed it on, whatever his pet peeve was. So I said, well, there's another 39 places that it's mentioned why Dever comes. So pick your villain, whichever one it is. Okay, Geri Yisur Shalava. V'oid Matzina Sh'om Rabbe Seinu. So the first, the most common instance of Yisurim is Faveris. There's a question about tzitzis. He asks him, do you punish people for an essay? Amale in Be'idin Rischan Shina. In a time of Midas Adin, you get punished even for a lack of essay. So normally an essay does not get a positive punishment. It's killing you missing something. But when it's an ace of Rischa, then even on that. So, Bittul Mitzvah Essay is also something that Yisroel could come for. It's interesting that Ramban over here is medayek to write. He doesn't say that he doesn't do the Mitzvah Essay. There's not Mekainus Essay. He says, She'ena Mizarez Lasses and Keroyu, Ela Misatzel Basiyosem Vikiyuman. It's not the person didn't do it, it's the person dragged it out. He wasn't lohu to do it, and so on. Why does Ramban change it to that? Why not say he was involved in this essay? So I would say possibly the following. You can't punish somebody for not doing a mitzvah essay because he could always now go and do it. So yes, the mitzvah essay is of Azmanoi and so on. But generally speaking, every mitzvah essay, you can, okay, force the person, I'll put on tefillin now, or tzitzis. So at the end of the day, he's not going to be being mevatel the essay per se. So he says, even the fact that the person has not yet done it is a reason why we would want, why a person get deserved. I think that that's probably why he's being madish that. So that's the mitzvah. Al mishu tzarei gomo, ve'en b'yodei averes v'loi bitul mitzvahs. En yisur v'al yisurin sh'ava, k'derech ha'yisurin sh'prashin al-malash, and k'deditin s'chari m'sholam hava. So first thing is, the Ramban is giving a hagdara of what your social ava is, and as follows. We're not talking about, there's no such thing as you get extra credit for suffering in this world. Yesurim don't give you extra points for olam haba. There's no such thing, Kach Baruch is not a sadist, and it's olam haba is for mitzvahs. It has nothing to do with suffering. But since every person has all sorts of affairs, even though normally the person under normal circumstances, it would not be the place to be pareah from the person these are serving this world. But it's a special chesed for someone who deserves it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows him to work off every single aveir in this world. This world is a much better place to get rid of aveirs than the next world. And if a person has that sensitivity, if a person dehears it, a person understands it, so then a person could get Yisroel Shel Ava. So Yisroel Shel Ava does not mean you suffer for nothing just because the Yisroel themselves are good for you. It means you HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Toila your Yisurin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will HaKadosh Baruch Hu will use the Yisurin to cleanse you of every nidnat of Avera so that you go into the next world with a total shleimus.
Does it work also the other way around, that he'll pay you for mitzvot that you do over there because it's greater reward than pay you for mitzvot here?
Well, that's always, but that a person who's a tzaddik, that he should suffer in this world for when he doesn't deserve to, is only coming in his life. That's the point that's bothering him. Okay, we'll hold it here. So, just put these away.